Hey, Valeria.
Good afternoon, Jackie. Sorry, I missed your call. I was in a meeting and then
It's okay.
I lunch.
It's okay. I know it's just Friday and I wanted to make sure I followed up with your email. So you sent me three dates. Are those three dates the ones that I need to fill out the form for?
Yeah, let me check the email, Jacqueline. That was
Because
the
they
one
still
that
haven't.
I saved the
Oh.
8, the 9, and the 10. Let me
Okay,
see.
because the 10th is empty, but the 8th and 9th has times in it, but it's still not the times that I work. So they still haven't changed it. So I think the problem is like when I go in, because I'm staying later, I'm staying almost until 5 o'clock most days. Because I'm getting there at like 10 to 5. Is what I'm doing. Like 10 to 4, but sometimes he needs more. So then if I know he needs more, I'll come in at 10:30. Do you know what I mean? Like I adjust my schedule according to his like doctor's appointments and so forth.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yes, in that cases, so should be from 1:12, 1 through from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., correct?
No, because I get no, because I get there from, I get there more normally. I get there at 10 o'clock, but sometimes Robert needs like he's gonna ask me to do something extra, and I'm like, okay, what do you need me to do tomorrow? And then he'll tell me like, oh, I need this and that, and then he's like, but I don't want to get up early, and I say, okay, I'll come in at 10:30, but then I'll stay until 5. It just varies so much because he's very like he doesn't like to get up early. That's why we changed it to 10. Because I can't be there past 5. Like by 5 I have to go pick up my kids at 6, and he lives a half an hour away. So I told him like my time limit is 5, so we can work it the way he wants it. Now sometimes he has a doctor's appointment like at 8 a.m. And then I come in for that doctor's appointment, and then I leave. I make sure I stay for 6 hours every day. So whatever you put down, it's 6 hours. I always say 6 hours.
Okay, yes, okay, you can disregard that part in my email. I just put like the schedule that was set up at the beginning, but okay, you can change the time, send the time sheets for the 6 hours, based in the hours that you work it, okay? It's okay.
Okay, and I just want to make sure on the 19th, what do you have me in for? Not the 19th. I don't know. It was.
For this
There's
coming.
there should only be the one day missing.
I have. Since you have been having issues, the moment that you're going to clock out, there's 3 days missing the clock out: Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay.
Yes, and Tuesday, there's no clock in and out. Tuesday.
Tuesday, last Tuesday, or
No,
this
no.
Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
So this Tuesday was good.
Correct.
Okay, so Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Can you tell me what time I clocked in on Monday?
Let me at 2:35.
2:35?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the day he wanted evening hours. And then Wednesday?
At 11:07 a.m.
Okay. And on Thursday?
Thursday, 10:29 a.m.
Yeah, because I always make sure that I give him his 6 hours,
Yes,
regardless of
that.
like what we do.
Okay, yes, I'm gonna make sure that you complete the
Okay,
thirty-two
and then the
hours.
prior week to that, I was looking, there looked like there was a day that didn't have anything on it. The prior week.
For Tuesday?
I don't know. I don't remember. I was looking at my time clock and I was like, that
That
doesn't
you
look
don't
right.
have anything?
Yeah, there was a day in there that it was like blank completely.
No, so far everything is It's good.
Okay.
Just the fact that I mentioned that you're missing the clock out.
Okay. So for me, with him, whatever time he asks me to come in, I'm fine with. But I do carry out the 6 hours the whole time because I need those hours. Like I told him, I was like, I can't lose hours. So either I'm coming in early and cleaning or – and he was like, no, I don't want you to do that. So right now he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I let you guys know. So today I didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up hours Saturday somewhere, I don't know, like an hour and a half away, but it's 12 hours at least. I want to make sure that my pay rate changed because the pay rate for last week's check was 12 hours. I was hired at 14, and then I talked to Sarah, and she upped me up to 17.
17. Okay, did you already mention this to another person? Because I think this is the first time that you...
It was me and Sarah that talked about it.
Sarah? Okay. Let me check the pay rate right now. So I see that for last week, it's for 16. Last week, 16. So Sarah mentioned it, that's supposed to be 17.
No, maybe it was 16. I think she said it was $2 more. So if I was supposed to be getting 14, and then the $12 an hour check that you guys gave me, how is that going to be fixed?
Okay, yes, I see, because the last week on August, I mean, when you started working, the pay rate is 12, and the last week is on $16.
No, my pay rate when I was hired was 14. It was 14. So when Sarah looked at it, she was like, oh, they have you in as 12. And I was like, why? She was like, I don't know. I'm going to fix it. Mm-hmm. And then they were going to put it back onto my truck. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that, and because I'm supposed to be hired at 14, and then I told Sarah, I was like, Sarah, like, for the work that I'm doing, like, 14 isn't, like, enough. And she was like, all right. So she was like, let me talk to my administrators or whoever she needed to talk to. And she was like, she called me back, and she was like, okay, it's going to be 16 or 17. I thought it was 17, but if she said 16, it's fine. At least it was a pay rate, you know, up.
Okay, let me check if maybe there's like a deadline to you be paid for the rest of the money. Okay, I'm going to reach out Sarah to make sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it. I wouldn't expect it at the 16. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect it to be at the 16 because at that time she didn't tell me I could have 16. Mm-hmm. But at least at the 14. That was promised to me in the beginning.
Okay, so far I see that it's 16 right now. So do you want to make sure that you will be paid for the missing? Like,
for what? The missing rate for the 12.
For the 12, yeah.
Yeah.
12 too. Okay, I'm going to reach out Sarah right now and make sure if that should be paid today or maybe next week. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. And then as far as the Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday that I have to do, I'm putting it in at 6 hours because that's how much hours I do with him, okay?
Okay, so in that case, you will have for next week, 1, 2, 3, 4 days, 6 plus 24 hours.
For last week?
For this coming week. The next week, for next week.
For next week. So I didn't... Yeah. Okay, so it's Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 hours each day. It's 24 hours.
Okay. Sucks. I need more hours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jacqueline, you're so welcome.
Oh, wait, one more question. How many checks should I have already? Because I only have two. Is that correct?
Checks?
Yeah, because I did that one day on a Friday, and then I got another check.
Let me see how many checks were mailed to you.
It's just because they're mailed to me now, so it's not like I can see it. And maybe I didn't receive one.
But did you check if you received the full payment?
Hold on. I got this one last week. Hold on.
Okay.
Or actually earlier in the week.
Yes.
Okay. So this one says that I work. For 5 days, and hold on. Yeah, this one was for I'm old and I need glasses. I'm sorry, I can't see this. Hold on.
No problem. Because I see here two checks that was today.
I mean before today. How many checks was I supposed to get?
The first one is for $456.
$456?
Correct. Dollars. And the other for $1,4400.
Yeah, I didn't get those.
Yeah, me too.
That's for this week.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm saying the last two charts. Or was it supposed to be more than two?
For the last one, I see that you were paid for the 25th to the 29th. It was mailed in one check.
The 26th and 29th?
From the 25th to the 29th.
How much was that one? I don't.
And that's for. Let me check.
Because I started with him on the 11th, that Friday. So I got one check for that one Friday. And then the next week, I started.
Mm-hmm.
And then I received a check, and that check was,
what
I
want to
say, hold on, let me check this.
$284.
$284. There you go. I'm
yeah.
sorry. I can't
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
I can't see how much. So $284. I need bifocal so bad. So $284 was that one, and that's my second check. So the next check is which one?
This one, the one for today.
Okay, so this is the third check. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So one, two, and then, but this check was, the check that was issued to me this time was at a different, like, pay rate. So she said she would fix that and then adjust the pay rate for the next week.
Okay, they say that should be for next week?
No, for this week.
For this week?
It would be, yeah, for this week, because I had talked to her before the week started.
Okay, do you have access to your pay stubs?
I don't. They sent me an accounting to do, and I just didn't know how to do it, so I just kind of paused because I was doing something in the moment. I'll work on it this weekend.
Okay, let me know if you need help with that, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Jackie. I will need to you, please, if you can let me know the hospital name by text message to put in my record. The name, please.
The name of the hospital where Robert is?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. He's in St. Luke's, and it's wherever it is that he's at. Hold on.
Okay.
I've been on the phone with so many people for him today.
Oh.
I talked to him twice.
And what happened to the patient? Is he okay?
So yesterday when I left the house, I gave him like a bath. I gave him like a bath, and then I was like, "Where do you want to go?" Because I'm about to leave. And he was like, he was like, "I gotta use the bathroom." And I was like, "Okay." He used the bathroom, and he can do that on his own. What he needs help with is if he needs to like change his briefs with his wig. And I was like, "Okay, do you need help?" And he was like, "No, I'm good. They're not wet." And I said, "Okay." So he was in there for a while, and he was like, "If you have to go, go." And I was like, "No, I'm gonna wait to put you in your chair." And then he came out, but when he came out, he looked very sweaty. His face looked like almost like white. And I was like, "Are you okay?" And he was like, "I don't feel so good." And I was like, "What's wrong?" And he was like, "My stomach." And I was like, "Well, do you have any medication for your stomach?" And he was like, "No." No, he said he does, but he didn't want to take it. And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Well, you don't look so good." So I transferred him into his seat, and I sat with him for a little bit, and I was like, "Do you want something to drink?" And he was like, "No." He was like, "My stomach is really like not bad." And I was like, "Maybe if you eat like crackers or something like that, like it'll make your stomach feel better." So he grabbed some crackers because he has some like on the side of his like little table thing. And I was like, "What else do you feel?" And he was like, "I feel hot." So I took his temperature. His temperature was fine. I took his pulse ox. His pulse ox was at 90. And if I was working where I was working, that would be a concern. And it is a concern in the home as well. But like most people don't see it as a concern, but I see it as a concern. And then I took his blood pressure and it was high. It was like
Yeah, I
210
saw
over
that.
something. But he has high blood pressure. So then I told him, I was like, I was like, "Robert, I don't feel comfortable leaving you like this." And he was like, No, I'm fine. This happens every so often." And I'm like, "I still don't feel comfortable leaving you like this. Like your blood pressure is high." I was like, "Did you take your blood pressure medication?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Okay, well, you have to take those." And I was like, "Can I get you something before I leave? Because I really don't feel comfortable leaving you like this." And he was like, "No, I'm fine." So then his girlfriend was like, "He does this all the time. It's normal." And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Do you want me to call somebody? Because I feel like we should call to take you to the hospital." Like, not to the hospital. I was like, "We should call somebody, like the doctor or somebody." And he was like, No. He was like, "This happens all the time, honestly. Like, I know you're new here, but this happens all the time." And I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna go. If you need me, just call me and I'll come back right over." And he was like, "Okay." I gave him a hug and then I left. And I guess at 1 o'clock in the morning, they ended up taking him because he was like vomiting. He had stomach pain and he was vomiting. So the ambulance came and got him. Like they called the ambulance, which I said they should have done earlier. So every morning before I leave to go see Robert, I call him and I tell him like, "This is where I'm at for today." I was like, "Do you need me to stop and get you anything?" And he's like, sometimes he'll say yes, sometimes he'll say no. And he was like, "I'm at the hospital." And I was like, "You're at the hospital? Nobody called me to tell me you're at the hospital." And he was like, "Yeah, I'm at the hospital." He was like, and then he told me what happened. And I was like, "I told you." And he was like, "I know you did." And I was like, "I told you." Like, we have a really good relationship. So it's nice. So I told him, I was like, "I'm gonna stop by and see you today." And he was like, "Okay." And he was like, "Can you go pick up my glasses?" And I was like, "Yeah, I can." Because he has glasses at Walmart that are waiting for him. So I was gonna stop, get his glasses, and then go visit him. Sorry, I'm looking for it now. I wrote it down somewhere and I can't find it.
Wow, maybe he don't want to bother you.
No, he knows he's fine. It's not that. It's, just so, like, I don't have a problem, like, because I'm going to go get his glasses and take it to him today. But I just, and I told him I'll bring you some crossword puzzles. And he's like, okay, I'll sit down with you for a while. But honestly, like, if I'm telling you as a professional, because it's not like I'm just, this is the first job I've had in like 10 years that's been like a PCA. And it's only because I need to take it. And I don't mind it. It's actually pretty fun. A lot lighter than what I did before. I used to be a memory care director. So I directed a whole 40-bed unit. So this is cake, you know what I mean? But when I'm saying, like in my facility, if I had seen that, I would have like, he's going out. And they don't have like a choice. Here, it's hard because they do have a choice. And he said no. He was like, I'm not going. I'm like, okay. Ah, it's inside. I can't find the paper that I wrote it on. But I gave it to Sarah. I want to say, hold on. He said it's the only St. Luke's one there. St. Luke's in Quakertown. It's the Upper Buck St. Luke's.
Okay, Upper Buck St. Luke's. Okay, got your hospital.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
You're welcome.
Okay, I will keep you posted about the rate. We're almost leaving from the office, so
Yeah,
probably
that's
maybe on
fine.
Monday, I'm going to have an answer from Sarah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know she already told it to me, and I asked her today at my new rate, and she said yes. And I said, okay, because I'm going an hour and a half to go work tomorrow, just to make a few hours, because I don't want to miss too many hours.
Yeah, you didn't work today, so
Yeah.
you need to work. Okay, Jackie. I
All
hope you
right.
have a good
So you,
weekend.
oh, thank you. The time sheets, how do, you just want me to put it as what?
The what?
The time sheets, do you still want me to do the time sheets?
Yes, remember that timesheet should be submitted by Monday noon. So you can submit it today, tomorrow, or at least on Monday noon.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Jacqueline. Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.